Hey, gang. Welcome back to hour two of the Patrick and Jeremy Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is the place where you go. It is like if you have Ted Williams' head and you want to, like, preserve it for a while until they figure out how to do body transplants, and then you can unfreeze Ted Williams' head and stick it on somebody else's body, and then you've got, you know, a great line drive hitter. You would do that using, like, a giant freezer. And RBN is like a giant freezer that has frozen free speech. We're keeping it here until we can, transplant it onto Ted Williams' body and go and hit line drives of truth. Is that about the most far-fetched intro that I've ever had?
It ranks up there. It's at least number two.
Okay. But the way you do that is you go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and send a donation. You want Ted Williams' head to be kosher. So go to nationalbugle.com. You'll see all these articles that we've been talking about. I've actually been pretty good this week about getting these articles up there. You'll find the articles we're talking about, or at least most of them. And you can download the Koshertified app, which will let you know what foods are kosher certified and what aren't kosher certified. Well, it'll let you, gives you a whole list of foods that aren't kosher certified, and that's the hard part. Did you ever see Futurama, Jeremy?
Unfortunately, yes. And I had young friends that showed me that show.
And they had all the famous people's heads in jars.
Yeah, but probably three, four, maybe even 9/10 of our audience probably hasn't seen it.
Nixon's head in a jar was actually a pretty major recurring character, as I recall. I don't remember ever seeing Ted Williams' head in the jar. But, all right, well, I saw Ted Williams on the ball field. Anyway, let's see here. I'm not that old, though. I saw him as a manager. Where are we? Okay,
we're talking about states resisting in the last show.
So Ron DeSantis, is he our guy?
I don't know. With his flailing support for Israel and his genuflecting to Bibi, it's probably as much as our guys we can get. It seems like all of our guys are just total shills for Israel. What's up with that?
Yeah, but did he tell fake President Biden to go F himself?
Well, I certainly hope so.
I think that's what it was. I think he refused to say Mr. He called him Joe instead of Mr. President. And then when fake President Biden pushed back on him, he just told him to F off. He said that he was going to use the National Guard to ensure Floridians' freedom of travel domestically.
That's part of this nullification that we're talking about, states fighting back against the federal government. And I don't care if DeSantis, you know, has a yarmulke sewn into his scalp. I mean, whatever, guy. I mean, this guy's fighting for us. He's pushing against the corona hoax and against the federal unconstitutional mandates. And so more power to him.
So he seems kind of like a Bolsonaro type. Bolsonaro, the president of Bolsonaro, is that how you say it? President of Brazil, who is Zionist on the one hand, but on the other hand, you know, although coronavirus has like left half of Rio de Janeiro dead in the streets, he still says that he's so sick of all of this gay bull honk, although he uses more colorful language when, you know, people are complaining about the coronavirus. He's just sick of it. So who knows? Oh.
So just to make this straight, let me make sure I have it straight. The Biden administration was talking about attempting to block Americans from traveling to Florida because DeSantis isn't doing the COVID, he's not enforcing the COVID restrictions. And so DeSantis, those comments that we mentioned were in response to that. And, you know, basically saying that, you know, with the White House saying that the administration was considering imposing these travel restrictions, that he was going to push back.
He called these restrictions absurd and a political attack on the people of Florida. And he said it would be ridiculous to impose curbs on domestic travel. I mean, that's great. I mean, we need more of this. More of this.
We need more of it. You know, these restrictions. Now, in this case, wasn't just air travel, but any travel, right? And you've had, say, the mayor of Chicago, for instance, who said anybody entering Chicago from these states, or the mayor of New York, I think, has done the same thing, from these problem states, we require two-week quarantine. The Vermont Travel Bureau has been advertising that on New York radio, saying, yeah, come to Vermont, but you got to quarantine for 2 weeks, which is absolutely retarded. But none of these local governments have the ability, the capacity to enforce any of this. So it's just talk. But you know, the federal government, what was Biden planning on doing? Having the troops on the border, not on the Mexican border, but on the Florida border?
That sounds about right. I mean, we do have troops occupying the Capitol right now. So, you know, nothing is out of the realm. You know, I ran across something similar to the situation back in April of 2020. Governor Beshear in Kentucky tried to impose basically a block on anybody leaving or coming into the state of Kentucky. And his own Supreme Court, Kentucky Supreme Court, that sided with him on many things, ruled that unconstitutional right off the bat. So these people, these COVID cabalists, I mean, there's no end to their treachery. There's no end to what they're going to try to do to strip your freedoms in the name of the flu.
Yeah, in the name of the flu and our sacred democracy.
And now maybe even in the name of climate change, which is a real thing, but it's being used to further strip the not only Americans, but the global populace of all of their rights, as we discussed on the In Plain Sight last night. And so, yeah, I think we're going to see a whole new year of craziness, and it's going to be this combination of COVID-19 and, you know, climate change kind of coming together in this new way to strip everybody of all of their rights and get us into some sort of a new normal.
It'd be interesting to see to what extent they use the climate crisis as a vehicle for pushing stuff through, because a year ago I would have said, you know, I would have just dismissed that, you know, because there's always been a lot of talk about, you know, climate crisis, they're going to use the Green New Deal for this or that, and it was also ridiculous. But so many ridiculous things have happened, and you know, look at all the mileage they've gotten out of the little coronavirus, the little rather mundane coronavirus, out of the heart attack of George Floyd while in police custody. Look what they built that into. I mean, they're just, it's just amazing. And so the idea that they will take, you know, this storm or that storm or whatever and say this is a crisis and we don't have time to act because the world's going to end in 12 years.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it is in the realm of the possible now. Because everything's gotten so crazy.
That prompts a question for me that I'm asking. And, you know, how the media manipulates things and takes average, ordinary things that happen every day, like the flu, and they really focus on it and get the populace all stirred up. What if, you know, Texas has a crisis right now and there's thousands, maybe millions of people that are suffering and could even lose their lives because of the poor response of the government, the Texas state government, to this Arctic freeze that has happened. And so what if they spin that and the media says, well, look at all these people that lost their lives or that suffered in Texas because of climate change. Therefore, we have to alter society completely and strip Americans of all their rights in the name of climate change. Because look at all these deaths. You see how they could spin that? They could do that very easily.
And people are so conditioned to accept everything now. You know, there is a difference between climate and weather. You know, weather is what's happening right now, and climate is like the long term, you know, what long term cycle year after year after year. And so they're different things. And the, we've always had extreme weather events. And with climate change, the way they talk about it, the most you could say is you should expect gradually more frequent and more severe extreme weather. That's the most you could say, stemming from their theory. Now, what you can say is, over the long term, the climate change is going to, and this is what they used to talk more about, raise sea levels. And so in the year 2050 or 2100, all of this coastal land is going to be inundated with water. Of course, that gives people 75 years to prepare for it. But you could, you know, that's actually a more reasonable thing to say. Not that it's necessarily going to happen, not that the models are all correct, but I don't think, but that things that are going, that could happen 75 years from now or 50 years from now, you can't really use quite the same way in terms of crisis mongering. So they're, yep. And I guess that's why they're capitalizing on the weather as opposed to the actual climate change.
Yeah, and I think the point to all of this is that we did discuss in my show last night. The point is that there are common sense measures that the governments of the world could take to address these issues of weather, climate, viruses, viri. And instead of taking those common sense measures that would be good for the people, they capitalize on this and use it as an opportunity to crack down on the people and to implement their agenda. So I think that's a point that we can both agree on, and probably all of our audience.
Yeah. I get very, very angry with Tucker Carlson, but he was over, I guess, summer before last. He was covering Donald Trump's visit to the G20 conference in Tokyo or Osaka. I guess it was in Osaka. And he made a remark that, Japan, it's got its ruling party, it's got its opposition parties, and they, you know, they go at each other. But at the end of the day, they're all trying to do what's best for the Japanese people. And that's not what is going on in the United States. I mean, our elite is not trying to do what's best for the American people. I think the Chinese government's trying to do what's best for the Chinese people, which in some cases it might not be very good for our people in other countries, but they're trying to do what's good for their own people. But you can't even say that about our government. It's not trying to do what's best for our people, and neither are the European governments or the Australian governments. I mean,
that's point well taken. It, not only are they not doing what's best, but they're actually creating crises in some instances, and exploiting them. Let's talk about the racial injustice crises that we saw in America last year in 2020. This whole idea that blacks are hunted down and shot by white racist police, you know, that was something that was actually AstroTurf that was created. You have this real issue of blacks in America committing more violent crimes, disproportionately to their population. But when that happens, the elites take advantage of that and say, well, look at all of these black people being shot and killed, and like George Floyd. And so they create this whole social problem, and they get Black Lives Matter to rally, and then they come up with a solution that clamps down on everybody's rights. And this is kind of a segue, if you will, the article about Louisville, Kentucky, right here in my own home state. Louisville is poised to explore having service providers other than police to respond to some 9/11 calls. This is according to the Courier Journal of Louisville. So this is kind of the whole, you know, get rid of the police, replace police thing. They're going to have people not in law enforcement respond to 9/11. How is that going to work? You know, what are they going to be, social workers? I'm reading between the lines.
Are they going to be gang members?
I mean, that I'm reading between the lines here, and they may very well be. They may very well be Antifa and BLM that come to your house when you make a 9/11 call. Hey, these people are, you know, attacking my daughter out in the street. Please help. Or these people have broken into my house, and they send out some Antifa professor who says, you know what, you need racial sensitivity training because they weren't breaking into your house. They were just trying to, exploring and showing you their frustration of racial injustice.
So, okay, so for instance, university campuses often have their own little police force, but that's still law enforcement. They still have some sort of sanction from the state. Brooklyn has its own, you know, Orthodox Jewish. It's not an actual police force, but some sort of security force. So you actually have a certain precedent for it. But that's it's the possibility. And you've had these kinds of proposals to bring in Black Lives Matter, to bring in gangs even as some sort of policing mechanism. How about, you've got also this article about the supermarket, where people have had enough. They've had enough of this supermarket Publix because it's donated money to Ron DeSantis, and it donated money to a Stop the Steal rally in D.C.
This is from the Guardian.com. In Florida, the last straw, the U.S. Families ending a love affair with the grocery chain after a Capitol riot. And the grocery chain is Publix, P-U-B-L-I-X, Publix Food and Pharmacy. So, yeah, families are boycotting Publix after a member of the founding family of this grocery store donated $300,000 to the Trump rally that preceded January's deadly, not just the Capitol attack, but the deadly Capitol attack, because the cops shot a white woman in the head that was unarmed, and she was just standing there. That's what made it deadly. Go ahead.
Well, and notice last summer, didn't all of corporate America just give millions and millions and millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter?
Walmart pledged $100 million towards racial injustice, including Black Lives Matter charities, yes. And so you got this grocery store that donated this money to the Trump campaign, the Trump rally. And now, you know, everybody is coming, all the left, led by, you know, Jewish-dominated elite, are coming down on this grocery store and boycotting them, and they're going to hurt them. Why can't we boycott like that? Why can't we run on the right through, like, Koshertified and other means? Why can't we, you know, exercise this power? Similarly, how, in the same way that the Reddit day traders, mm-hmm. 3 million of them, you know, bought into GameStop and foiled the Jewish-dominated hedge fund managers' plot to short sell the stock.
When we learn to boycott is when we learn to win.
Exactly.
Hey,
there's power in numbers.
And we have the numbers. But we're up on the break, so we'll be right back. Okay.
To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. The odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com. Asian man, they've given you a number, and they've taken away your name.
We are back, so... I don't know. I think maybe I'll start shopping at Publix if I can find where one is.
We should. I mean, you know, we should support this grocery store because, you know, people will say, oh, they supported Trump and Trump is a shill and blah, 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 blah. Okay. I'm not happy with Trump either. And I've voiced that very vividly on my show. But this is not about supporting Trump. This was about supporting the American Republic. I didn't support Trump in the 2020 election, and I did not voice my disdain toward the election hoax because I love Trump. I did these things because I love the American Republic, which is dead now and it's gone. But in the same way, this grocery store donated $300,000 to the Donald Trump rally that preceded January's Capitol riots because they supported the Republic, period. Mm-hmm. So we should support them. And the left is effectively boycotting. The Florida-based grocery chain operates more than 1,200 stores across 7 southern states. So, this is going to be a big, this is going to be a big problem for them. And so, you know, like you said, we should come together and we should be able to do boycotts and or we should be able to support businesses that are boycotted by the left. Back into the black, and you know we don't have that organization, and we it's going to be difficult to have it because so many of us have been deplatformed, right?
Yeah, but we have the means to do it. we just need the leadership to do it. I mean, I wish I could just say, oh, let's boycott this or let's frequent that, but I don't have a big enough audience for that, but it could happen. Hey, there's one other thing in that article that really stands out to me. You know, the title, The Last Straw, The Last Straw. Well, that last straw, it came from a quote. They were quoting, "It was the last straw," said Mize, 57, an advertising copywriter from Orlando. "Insurrection at the Capitol, images of the police officer with his head being crushed." How many images could he have seen of a police officer with his head being crushed, seeing as it never happened? But, you know, he heard about it so many times, it wasn't true, but he heard them repeat it over and over and over again, and so he thinks he's seen the image. He's seen multiple images of it. That's what he thinks he's seen. Yeah. Is that gaslighting? What is that?
I mean, it is. It's part of that whole big lie thing, you know, that they accuse the Nazi Germany of. I think it was Goebbels that said that if you tell a lie big enough and long enough, then, you know, people will believe it. And he was referring to the Jewish-dominated elite that controlled Germany.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our media is. Our media is a factory of big lies that just tell the public one thing after the other. You know, coronavirus is deadly. BLM and Antifa riots are peaceful protests. Patriots at the Capitol were violent terrorists. And, you know, they say it enough and mainstream leftists believe it.
I was on a talk radio show many years ago. It was back when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was the president of Iran. And the host had said something about Iran wanting to, what was the term they were always using? Wipe Israel off the map. That was it. Wipe Israel off the map.
That's what Hannity says.
Yeah, he says that. And I said, oh, well, actually, that was a mistranslation. And the guy says, I heard him say it many times, over and over and over again. I thought, how did you hear it? I mean, do you speak Farsi? He said it in Farsi. And, you know, the transcript in Farsi, at least transliterated into Roman letters, and then the actual translation, even the New York Times translation, which wasn't 100% accurate. It was obvious he was simply, it wasn't a threat, it was a quote, and it had nothing to do with a map. You can see in the original Farsi, he uses the word regime, which means regime. The regime occupying Al-Quds, which is Jerusalem in Arabic, the regime occupying Jerusalem will disappear from the pages of time. It was a prediction made by Ayatollah Khomeini, and he had made other predictions like the demise of the Soviet Union and the demise of Saddam Hussein. And he was a very wise man. And that was the context of it. And of course, David Duke was there when he said it. It was at this conference. But this guy thinks he's heard it over and over and over again.
In his mind, it's true.
In his mind, it's true. Well, he was half Jewish. Maybe in his mind, it was half true. He was a good guy. Anyway.
Well, I mean, I can give you 6 million reasons why the U.S. government is going to, you know, paint anybody that stands for this grocery store in Florida or that stands for the Patriots that rallied around the Capitol, why they're going to paint them as terrorists and sick the FBI on them. And, and we see that happening already in some articles that I sent you. What do we got time for before the break?
We have time to go to the break and come right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we are back and ready for more articles.
You know, we were talking about domestic terrorism in the U.S. and how if you support the Capitol protest, or if you boycott, or if you support a business like this grocery chain in Florida, and I know who supported the president, if you support anybody that is a dissident, you could be a homeland terrorist. It could be you, John Q. Public, just regular person out there. And so an article I wanted to bring up is that it's on a USA Today article. The Proud Boys are splintering and new white terrorist groups will emerge. That's not the name of the article. That's my commentary. Proud Boys are splintering. This is USA Today. After the Capitol riot, revelations about the leader. Will more radical factions emerge? That's what USA Today is asking. And they're asking it and they're axing it.
Yeah. Both. They're axing it. Hey, more radical factions will emerge if the FBI instructs them to be more radical.
And we're at a point right now, where any 95 IQ FBI agents could go into any town in small town America and do some kind of a pipe bomb and say it was white nationalist terrorists, and the media would eat it up, and the executive orders would just go a-flying. That's the situation we're in, Patrick. You know what?
Yep.
So, do you have a comment before I read in the article?
No, go for it.
A self-described leader of the Proud Boys was charged in his role in the Capitol riots, authorities said, and that Joseph Biggs encouraged other extremists. So Joseph Biggs is one of these leaders that was charged. Before I go any further, let me just point out that the main leader of the Proud Boys was a federal informant for 10 years.
And that is, what's his name? Enrique?
Enrique. You got to roll the R, guy.
Enrique.
Enrique.
I have trouble rolling the R after an N.
I do too.
Enrique.
The Proud Boys are having a rough time. The self-described Western chauvinist drinking club based has long been a refuge for white supremacists, anti-Semites, and assorted extremists. They're so white supremacists, Patrick.
Yeah.
They had a brown man, and the Enrique was brown. That's how white supremacists are.
No, it's like, it's long been a refuge for white supremacists and the brown people who like to hang around with them.
Can you just see Enrique burning a cross in somebody's front yard? I mean, can you just picture that with a white woman? I can't, but I don't know.
No, well, that's the whole thing. Like the whole, you know, they keep talking about white supremacists at the Trump rally on Capitol Hill. There, yeah. I mean, even the people, even like these Oath Keepers, who I've never been a fan of, they're totally not racist, and they had been at Ferguson protecting Black Lives Matter. I mean, they're totally not racist. There was no white supremacy there, and then. You know, it was mostly white, but you had a big Asian contingency there that day. But you also had stray Hispanics and black people. You had black people. You had black men there with their white girlfriends walking around. They didn't feel any fear from the white supremacists.
That's like saying,
right?
That's like saying you've got an anti-Asian group in America, and the leader is Wong Dong Chong.
you kind of do, because the Chinese who are at the rally, they're like really anti PRC, they're anti Communist Party of China, but still.
Going on with the article, in the wake of the violent insurrection, it was an insurrection, Patrick. It wasn't
who there, except for maybe the LARPiest of the Oath Keepers or Three Percenters. Who there thought they were going to overthrow the government? I mean, the best people thought was maybe they're going to delay the certification by a day, which wasn't enough.
Dude with the buffalo costume, I think he was probably looking at overthrowing the Capitol with his horns.
as until the mescaline wears off.
So the insurrection, all right. In the wake of the violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, USA Today's words, guys, last month, the group, talking about the Proud Boys, is in some disarray. Ooh, my wood stove just popped. The group is in some disarray as state chapters disavow the group's chairman, and leaders bicker in public and private about what direction to take the Proud Boys in. The Proud Boys chairman, Henry Tario, who goes by Enrique, was arrested days before the Capitol riot and charged with two federal weapons charges. 3 weeks later, Tario was outed as a legitimate FBI informant, a longtime FBI informant, a role he has now admitted to. Isn't it interesting what they just openly tell you? Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't you think that some leftist would read that and say, wait a minute, why is the leader of a white supremacist group an FBI informant? But they don't ask that question because they're not conditioned to think critically. They're conditioned to accept a narrative. So let me just point this out. We'll get off on a tangent real quick. The leftists that I know, I point this out to them. I'm like, look, bro, Proud Boys and Antifa, they're controlled by the FBI. Oh, but they're white supremacists enacting an insurrection. But guy, Enrique is brown. How can he be? Is he a brown white supremacist? Is he like Dave Chappelle? You know, no. How can this be? But they won't listen. Like, they won't critically look at these things, even though the media is putting it out there. It's like they're just blatantly dangling it out in front of us. And they're saying, look, we're going to create a narrative. Then we're going to tell you the facts. And guess what? Despite the facts, the people are going to go with the narrative. What are you going to do about it? That's what they're saying to us in USA Today.
So I've got a question. Do you know, like, personally know any white person who has as much hostility to non-whites as, say, social justice warriors have towards white people?
No, I don't. All the white people I know that are proud to be white and that don't want a race mix, they would never do anything to harm a person of color or in any way. Like, they treat them with respect. But yet I know many, many white people who are leftists who openly say, I'm glad the white population of America is decreasing. That's good, because we're slave owners and we're supremacists and we deserve this. I literally know white people on the left that say that.
Now, regarding, I mean, I think it's factual to say that the people who spearheaded the breach of the Capitol on January 6th, that as far as we know, there was some Antifa involvement. You had the Proud Boys and the three, I keep forgetting their name, the Oath Keepers, who were all, you know, had Fed informants or former FBI people as their leaders. Now, Devin Stack, who does the Black Pill podcast, I did catch one of his recent podcasts, and he was saying, wouldn't it be better just to run with it, to make people in the country think that, well, yeah, we do have the power to breach the Capitol? He was making a lot of good points in that podcast. I don't know if that was one of them, because frankly, I think just rather than pretending that we have a power that we don't, or whether that you consider that power or not, I just the facts, ma'am. I just want to be factual.
Well, I mean, and I appreciate that, Joe Friday, but I mean, the thing is that if, you know, if American patriots wanted to take the Capitol, we'd still be holding it right now. Did I Fed post? I didn't mean to. I'm just saying, if real American patriots wanted to take that on January 6th, they would have taken it and they would still be holding it. And the U.S. government would be negotiating with them. So there was no insurrection. No patriot wanted to take over the Capitol or do anything illegal. They just wanted to voice their disgruntlement. They wanted to address their grievances, mm-hmm. is what they wanted to do. And that's all it was.
I was just going to say, even the LARPiest of the Oath Keepers, if they were planning an insurrection, why didn't they go in with weapons?
Yeah. Exactly. But the thing I wanted to draw out of this article, the main point, is that the article is saying that in USA Today, as the Proud Boys are splintering, that we, the American public on the left, I guess, they need to worry about new factions of white terrorism coming out of this and being inspired by it. This is all just part of the narrative of white patriots are a threat to the country, and we need to implement, you know, Patriot Act style tactics on white nationalist terrorism now. That's the narrative, and it's right in front of our face. And you and I predicted this, that when Biden and Harris got in office, that it wouldn't just be the corporate elites that were against us, but then the federal government would actually enact legislation. And right now it's executive orders, but it will be legislation soon enough. They control both houses.
Mm-hmm. They do control both houses. And the Senate had been a bulwark against excesses because you had the closure rule, which is sometimes called the filibuster nowadays, but where you needed 60 votes to cut off debate so that you could have an up or down vote. And but you can get rid of the 60 vote requirement with a simple majority vote, and this is very likely to happen.
And guess what? When they roll out this legislation against domestic terrorism, white supremacy terrorism, white nationalists, anybody that opposes it, any based Republican that opposes it, they're going to be shamed and censored. And they're going to be like, oh, I guess you support terrorists taking over the Capitol, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's the narrative. Yeah. So they're going to push through whatever they want to push through. And our resistance, our means of resistance is in the state governments and the nullifications of the federal unconstitutional EOs. And I would even say, I'm going to go so far as to say that any legislation put out by this federal government is unconstitutional because it's illegitimate.
Yeah.
So the states have a right. The states have a constitutional right to oppose even legislation from the federal government.
I think you're absolutely right. Biden is a fake president. The election was fake. And of course, even these, the Senate elections in Georgia, those two, what were they calling the tiebreaker elections, whatever they, I can't remember even, cause it's late at night while we're recording, but it is illegitimate. Runoffs. At this point, the only thing, it seems to me that is saving the filibuster, the closure rule, is Senator Joe Manchin, the one Democrat, who's relatively independent thinking. He's from West Virginia, and he said he would not support ending the closure rule, but that could all change, and then they'd have all sorts of things that would pass both houses, and fake President Biden would sign them, or Joe Biden or his wife or whomever is going to be pushing the pen.
Well, they'll get to him. Don't worry about it. You don't get to be up in that position if you don't have dirt. And they will get to him. They will get to him. We got to resist. And you know what? You and me talking about resisting on this broadcast, we're terrorists in their eyes. And when they want to, they can look up our IP addresses and kick down our doors if they really want to. That's where we're at. That's the gravity of the situation.
I'm not going to get fed posty, but they better not mess with my dogs. But that's what they do. They go kick down doors and shoot dogs. These are really nasty people.
Yeah, just Waco, Texas. I'll just throw those words out there. That's what they're capable of.
Ruby Ridge. Yeah,
and we're peaceful. We're peaceful. We're voicing our dissent on the air under First Amendment.
I keep saying, like, what we need to do is be able to boycott. Simple boycotts. Yeah. I've never promoted any kind of violence because we don't need violence. But we do need to be able to talk to each other, communicate with each other, so that we can stand up for ourselves peacefully. And that we can do that. But, you know, that's actually what we were trying to do on January 6th. And then you got this astroturfed insurrection. If you know, it's not an insurrection, but
it's almost like maybe this is too far out there. It's almost like they want to cut off all of our means of peaceful resistance. and force us into something else. It's almost like that's what they want to do.
Yeah, just like it's almost like they tried to purposely keep the coronavirus going long enough so that they could roll out a vaccine.
And an election hoax.
And an election hoax. But
now, God knows what they're going to do with this climate weather anomaly. So.
But we are up on the break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back. So Bill Gates, is he the savior of the universe or some creepy guy who just got lucky?
Savior of the universe in his mind. And I'm glad we have him to guide us through all of this corona apocalypse. You know, the feds coming down on us, and the polar vortex that hits us because of climate change. Bill Gates, who is a biologist, a physician, a climatologist, and a meteorologist and a psychologist, Dr. Bill Gates. No, just Bill Gates. He imparts his wisdom in an interview with the amateur proctologist Anderson Cooper. And this is in a CBS News article. Bill Gates, how the world can avoid a climate disaster. This was actually on the 15th, right on the cusp of the polar vortex. Bill Gates is going to tell us how to avoid a climate disaster. Gates helped to usher in the digital revolution at Microsoft and has spent decades since exploring and investigating innovative solutions to some of the world's toughest problems. Global poverty, disease, the coronavirus epidemic, which he spent $2 billion on, and now he is focusing on climate change. And he is agreeing with the overwhelming majority of scientists who warn of a looming climate disaster. The good news is that Gates believes it's possible to prevent a catastrophic rise in temperatures. What's the bad news? He says in the next 30 years, we need scientific breakthroughs, technological innovations, and global cooperation. Let me reiterate, global cooperation on a scale that the world has ever seen. And if you pick through this article and read between the lines and deduce, you will see that, you know, Gates is, for some reason, given the microphone of the globe and treated as if he's some sort of an expert when really he just stole a bunch of software ideas in the 80s and the Jews let him get rich. I mean, that's that's really the story of Bill Gates. But yet he's talking about global cooperation. This is a whole new thing of transforming the globe politically, socially, and economically into this new normal that they're trying to push on us through Corona hoax, the collapse of the U.S. dollar, and the polar vortex that they're calling climate change.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the thing is, if you wanted to do something serious, it would involve not subsidizing the population explosion and importing massive numbers of Africans and whatnot into first world countries. There would be things like that. But the types of things that you're hearing from, whether it's Bill Gates personally or, you know, his cohorts, things like spraying the atmosphere with, sparkle dust to reflect sunlight away back into outer space. This could have all sorts of unintended consequences. I mean, it's just complete madness. But we don't have much more time on this show for madness.
Anderson Cooper thought he said pixie dust, and he's like, yeah, I'm all for that.
Yeah, he sure is. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. And you stay classy, Patrick, as I know RBN will.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Legal Radio.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.